Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Gordon Douglas back as we continue talking about high school volleyball here on this Monday evening. Is joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jenna Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at this team coming into 2026, you do have a lot of pieces coming back from last year's squad. You do have lose some seniors that played a lot of sets for your club a year ago, but you do have some younger pieces that were either a big part of the lineup or, you know, more rotational pieces that are ready to step into bigger roles here as juniors and seniors. But when you look at just the work this group put in throughout the offseason and now getting into the first week of practice, just what are some of the improvements you've seen from this crew here as we've gotten into the first part of the season?
You know, looking at coming off the summer season, a lot of the girls have really shown a lot of improvement in different positions. I think a lot of girls come in thinking they want to play a certain spot and learn that they are really versatile and can play a lot of different places. So it's been really good to see that my girls can play a lot of different positions. We really have been focusing a lot on trying to get our hitting down and be a lot more consistent there. And I'm just really looking forward to see what they can do this season and what, you know, how we can compete.
In starting off with the front row, you've got a good amount of athletes back to help out that front row. Tatum Edwards, Addison Itram, both back are in the middle, and they can provide a lot of athleticism in that middle hitter spot. Outside hitters, you know, you got to replace Kendra Schild, who was one of your top attackers a year ago. You do bring back Holly Anderson and Addie Pamperin, at least on the offensive side of the front row, at your outside hitter spot. But just looking at the front line of what they can bring to the table this year, what stood out to you and the staff about what this front row might be able to do?
You know, I'm really excited. We like every year, we don't have a lot of height, but our girls bring a lot of willingness to try and hit everything. They're really working on blocking. So I think we're really trying to think about what we can do when we don't have height. So what kind of hits we can do, what kind of blocks we can bring, what kind of tips. Yeah, they're really just working on what we can do with what our size allows us and what, you know, how we can be defensively.
And in the back row, you've still got a good amount coming back. You bring back your setter, Ellie Lenning. That obviously, I can imagine, will help a lot with continuity on both ends of the coin. But she was one of your top defensive players leading the team in digs a year ago. Holly Anderson, you know, as much as she plays in the front row offensively, she's a great back row player as well. Can kind of play at both levels. Salem Willard is back, as well as Addie Pamperin. Obviously has some time in the back row. Just looking at what this team can be able to do in the back row, especially on the defensive end, you know, what stands out about what their abilities might be?
You know, I do want to say, I forgot to mention, you know, Ellie is a great setter, and you know, she really is an excellent hitter too. I wish we could get her more in that hitting role as well, because with her hitting and her setting, she's super versatile. But in terms of back row, you know, I think I have a really strong back row. I also have Aubrey Miller, a junior coming in that didn't get much varsity last year, but has shown a lot of promise for this upcoming season. And I'm really excited to see her as maybe a little bit of libero. And I just think the girls really, truly are going to, I think once we start working together and building that chemistry, seeing that back row come together, work together, it's just going to be about hustling and who can make the best play and being where we need to be when the time comes.
And as we take a look at the slate to open the season, your team has their scrimmage coming up on Thursday, August 20th, down at South Hamilton, down in Jewell, to kind of get a first look at where things lie with this group. And then you hit the ground running with matches on Tuesday, the 25th, against Southeast Valley. You're at St. Edmund, first game for this program back in the North Central Conference. And obviously that's its own task at hand, being back in the NCC. But at St. Edmund, the 27th, you have the CGD girls invite on the 29th. And then a busy week the week following versus Peyton Chernan, another conference matchup with Garner Hathaway Ventura. And just looking at what the time between now and the first matches, you know, number one, What are some things that you want to see out of the you want to work with these girls, you know, throughout this these preseason practices? And number two, just how much do things change now that your program is back in a conference with some bigger schools like the North Central Conference?
You know, the NCC is a tough conference, so moving back into it, it's a whole new ballgame. You know, leaving the top of Iowa, I kind of always knew what I was getting at, who to expect, what I was looking for. So now coming into a new conference, it's all brand new to a degree. So it's really hoping that every single night that we can come out and compete and play our best volleyball. And I mean, every night, that's my goal, is I want to compete with the best, and win or lose, I want to be competitive. In terms of the next couple of weeks of practice, I just really want to see my girls. We talked today about controllables. You know, you control your energy, you control your communication, you control how much you talk. And those are the things that, for us, we don't have height, but those can be game breakers for us. So if we can work on those and, you know, make those one of our strongest points of emphasis as a team and then build from there, then we can be competitive any night in any match. So I truly hope our girls can build on those controllables and then truly build that chemistry together and then play at the highest level that I know we can.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the first couple weeks in practice and once your slate gets underway in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Jenna Whipple, the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We'll wrap up our program next with Roland Story Coach Molly Geis after the break.